Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. We're at Patty's Green in Sea Isle City on a Wednesday morning with Jason Kelsey. A woman just came up wearing a John Dorenbos jersey. You were just with John, right, Jason?
Yep, we just went to a golf outing on Monday, yeah.
And they asked the very innocuous, it was a simple question. I said, listen, you're a center. If something happened, could you be the long snapper? And you said, absolutely not?
No chance. No.
Why not?
I'm too fat. I can't see in between my legs. That's a critical thing of long snapping. You got to be able to look where you're going to snap it. So.
All right, Jason, you're here because you are promoting the Autism Foundation. You've done a lot of work for them. You've done stuff for a lot of charities in this town. Why is it important for you to give back? Why do you do that?
You know, well, we just talked about, you know, what the team means to the fans and everything a couple minutes ago. And I think that for us as players, we certainly recognize that. And we recognize our roles as ambassadors of the cities in the city of Philadelphia. We recognize our power to bring people together and to unite people greater causes. And for me, that's what I can do. And I'm just trying to, you know, help out and raise awareness and do things that are going to make Philadelphia a better place and, you know, continue to be the best city, I've ever been to. So,
yeah. And that's the other part, the bond. We see a lot of players come to our town that don't feel the connection. You did right away?
Well, yeah. I think, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, which is obviously not Philadelphia, but, it's a blue collar, you know, hardworking, you know, born off of an industry city. And there's a lot of similarities between Cleveland and Philadelphia and in the way that people go about their business, the type of, athletes that they embrace, the type of, energy that they like. And, I was – the moment I actually got drafted, my agent was like, man, you lucked out. You are going to fit in really, really well there. And, ended up being right. He was spot on, so.
All right, but – you want to talk about great sixth-round picks. That was a great sixth-round pick. And we'll talk about that a little bit, too, in the immediate future. I want to play this for you because you have a tremendous bond with your teammates, especially your fellow linemen. And Lane Johnson was on last week with Rich Eisen. And he was talking about an incident that happened. And this is a part of Jason Kelsey we don't often see. Because you ended up having to get an MRI for this prank.
I did, yeah.
Let's listen to Lane as he described what you did.
You know, the linemen were over there in their own section doing blocking on buckets. And so they called to blow the whistle to walk through. And I had his helmet underneath one of those trash cans. And it takes him about 5 minutes to find it. He's throwing them. He's flipping them. And the coach is telling him to come on. What are you doing? And he sees me laughing, so he knows I'm the culprit behind it. And he runs at me full speed and tries to Cat McAfee punt me in the private area. He misses. He hits my kneecap. He thinks he breaks his foot, and he leaves practice to go get an MRI on it the same day.
All right, can you corroborate that story, Jason?
That story is 1,000% true. Yeah. Lane was a rookie, and he hit my helmet. I'm getting all flustered. And I have a issue so occasionally with anger. And I just want to – I would like to correct one thing. I didn't miss. Lane was an excellent blocker this. So you could tell he has pissed a lot of people off in his life. He knew right away where the intent was going, and he moved his knee over very quickly to defend that. So – yeah, I kicked it right away, knew I messed my foot up, and I was just hoping it wasn't broken, and you know, lucky enough, it wasn't anything serious.
All right, listen, we really, that's all well and good. We would like you not to do that anymore.
Yeah, yep, fair.
Because those are our two top players, and we would like you to be healthy for the whole season.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Fair enough.
All right, good. Because that, we could have lost two players, Alan, one prank. You're a prankster, right? That's not a good prank.
Plus, not a good prank.
You are aiming at a man's testicles.
You can't believe how many players get hurt on pranks. It's a joke.
Yeah. So please stay healthy because you got 121 straight games, and we would like to see that keep going for a while. All right. Tom from Cherry Hill loves you so much, Jason. Mm-hmm. He called in at 7 o'clock hour. He said his dream would have 2 minutes to have a conversation with you. I think we should give that to him. So he's on the line again, Tom from Cherry Hill. Tom, Jason is right here now. If I could hit it, it's not going on. Hit it back there, please, at the station. Tom, you're on with Jason Kelce. Go ahead. You got your 2 minutes.
All right, Jason. How you doing, brother?
How we doing, Tom?
I'm doing better. It could be worse, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, sure.
But first of all, I want to say, you know, thank you for the kind of person that you are. All right, and how you get the city of brotherly love. And, like, outsiders, they don't get that. They don't know what that means. And if you have an older brother or you have a brother, you get it.
Yeah.
And, of course, yeah, you wore that Mummers. I was like, dude, this dude's awesome, man. So, first I want to say thank you because my brother tackled me to the ground. And like you said, you explained it perfectly. Watching that ball in the air, and I'm just staring at the TV. Did it drop? Did it drop? Did it drop? Oh, my God, did we just win a Super Bowl? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was so surreal, so thank you.
My pleasure.
Is there any question in there anywhere, Tom?
Yeah, so, like, I brought up brothers. So growing up, I grew up playing sports like my brother. I looked up to him. Your relationship with your brother, how often do you go at it and pick at each other?
Well, we went at it a lot growing up. We fights, everything. I mean, we were really competitive, 2 years apart, and he was taller than me, so it was a pretty good matchup even growing up. We still go at it today. We're still competitive. We don't see each other as much as we'd like because we live in different parts of the country. But he's actually out here today. He'll be here later.
Oh.
I tried to get him to come down here for the radio thing, but he's like, man, I'm not waking up to go down. So. But we see each other as much as we can. Whenever we can get to each other's games, it's awesome. So, nothing like having a brother. And we've had a tremendous amount of battles and skirmishes and tackles and everything else.
Tommy, great question, and thank you for doing that. I'm glad you could get an opportunity to talk to Jason. I want to talk to you a little more about that because your dad has done a lot of interviews about the way you two guys grew up together.
Yeah.
Both of you are incredibly successful NFL players from the same family. Is it a genetic thing, Jason? How did this happen?
I don't know.
Seriously. Different positions, too.
Yeah, I think, obviously you need to have some genetic traits there. We've also been really lucky. We've been fortunate to be surrounded by great coaches. We grew up in a wonderful place in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, that had a great community that really molded us in a well-rounded way. We have went to the same college where we had a lot of similar coaches there as well, same teammates. So I think part of making it to the NFL is a little bit of luck, part of it's genetics, and then obviously a lot of it is an incredible amount of hard work, and we were blessed to kind of hit all three of those at the right time and have a good NFL career.
All right, I've done some research here. I was blown away from some of it. You loved hockey more than football.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you were a hell of a hockey player.
Well, yeah. I was bigger than everybody else, right. I was never a great skater, though.
No.
I didn't play enough.
All right, but the fact of the matter is, Al, tell me if they could have used Kelce on the Flyers. Yeah. There's no fighting in high school hockey.
No, and but they give you penalties for hitting.
Oh, they don't
so
give
you
So
you probably got a million roughing or hitting, boarding.
Yeah, 190 penalty minutes.
In a season or a career?
In a season.
There's no – you got 190 in a season?
I think so. That was my freshman season, yeah.
Could you explain that? We don't understand that because you don't get fighting penalties. What did you do?
I mean, I don't know. I was just – I played defense, and I, like, my job was to kind of hit everybody. That was what I was good at, so I just did it a lot. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa, man. No, the train coming at you like that.
I also got suspended for a game for getting into it with a referee and all sorts of other stuff.
But. All right. Back then, I'm not saying it's totally gone now. You did have an anger management issue.
I would say it was definitely worse back then. Yeah.
Okay. What would trigger it?
You know, I think after talking to counselors, the big thing that they say is this, like, feeling of, like, disrespect that, like, for some reason triggers an emotional response, and it's all about, like, intrinsically how I'm viewing the situation. But, yeah. That's pretty much it.
They sent you to counselors?
Just a couple times, yeah.
And somehow over the period of time, you got to channel it, though, right?
I definitely can control it a lot more. I'm still not perfect by any means with it, but I'm definitely more under control now. And I used to think it was kind of like a negative, because it would when you get, like, really, really angry, you get really emotional. You can kind of lose track of, like, little details and stuff like that. But now I think it's one of the things that's made me a really, really good player, to be honest with you. And, it's something that is, at times can be a negative, but, emotion and that energy happens. Usually I play my best games when I'm pissed off. So, yeah.
We know that you are an extraordinary athlete as an offensive lineman. You were a running back and a linebacker, and at the NFL Combine, you ran a 4.8940, faster than any offensive lineman. Did you want to switch positions?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You wanted to run the ball?
Well, I wanted to play linebacker. That was what I loved doing. I liked running the ball too, but for some reason, middle linebacker was the spot that I always wanted to play. I looked up to guys, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, London Fletcher. Like, that was the spot that I loved playing. And if it was maybe a different league where it was still a run first league, I probably still could have done that.
Yeah.
But it was the first 3 days of, like, spring practice in college, and it was all 7-on-7, and that's not my forte, so they moved me quick to offensive line. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get into what happened after that as his path here to Philadelphia. But on the line with us is one of his biggest admirers, Eagle Shirley. And my pad is not working right now, so you're going to have to hit Eagle Shirley back there at the station. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family of friends. Jason, don't take nothing for granted. Kelsey!
What's up, Eagle Shirley?
Oh, man. You know what? I love everything that you and the Philadelphia Eagles, what y'all doing, what y'all stand for when it comes to the Autism Foundation. Angela, I don't think I ever told you this, but I have a part-time job where I work for a healthcare an agency that provides services for intellectuals with disabilities. I write their policies and, keep them updated and stuff like that. So, my part of society with working with Share and Care in-home support and respite companies, seeing what they do with the individuals and seeing that they making sure that they, provide everyday life changes for them. And Philadelphia Eagles, what you all are doing, Jason Kelsey, is just, I applaud you all, and I'm getting emotional right now because I see what you do, I see what you all do, and I love you all. It goes beyond the football field. So I want to say thank you.
Describe what it means to have a player like Jason on the Eagles for you, as someone who lives for this team.
He's Philadelphia all day, right? And not only that he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, I watch his videos. I watch when he gives speeches and when he talks to his teammates. You're talking to me. When you're telling them to don't take nothing for granted, and when you're telling them ain't nobody going to give you nothing, you're going to get out there, you got to get out there and work for everything. And then when you say it feels like I'm a rookie, so do your best at your position. Do your best today. What you did yesterday, okay, that's fine, but that's in the past. So everything that you stand for, and when you talking to everyone and just being here right now, I had to call up and say thank you. Like, you are such a jewel, a treasure. And God said, give people their roses and flowers while they're still alive. And I'm giving you your accolades because we see what you do on that field, as in the center. We see at center. We see what you do. And Jason Kelce, I'm telling you, if I was to meet you in person, this is what I would do. And I'm being honest. You're a big fan. I'm a big fan. But I don't think you're a bigger fan for me, to me. So I'm going to challenge you to see who can give the loudest Eagles cheer, Eagles chant in public at all times. So, but that got to be in person because I would not do that over the phone and blow out the speakers and all that stuff.
All right, but I would like one now because I do have, wow, way over 100 people now crammed up into here.
Give me one.
And I think it would be a great omen for our season coming up, Cheryl, if you did lead them in an Eagle cheer, if that's okay.
That's not a problem. But I know I was doing all the talking. Jason Kelce, did you want to say anything or respond to anything that I said?
No, I do want to say that you've clearly been listening, and I can't tell you I appreciate. That's one of the reasons that I love doing what I do. Mm-hmm. The ability to connect with people, the ability to talk to millions of people. You know, this game has afforded me an incredible privilege to be able to affect millions of people's lives. So to hear you say that, Eagle Shirley, as one of, if not the biggest Eagles fans out there, I really, really appreciate that.
All right, Cheryl, I'm up against the break, and these people are clamoring to join you in an Eagle chair. Let's do it.
Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute. I couldn't hear that.
All right, start again. This is like our training camp, Cheryl. We were a little out of sync.
That was awesome. All right?
Okay. Let's try
this again.
Slow or fast?
Everybody listen together now. All right? Joe, hold that out for them. All right, people. Now, let's get this right. All right, go ahead, Cheryl.
1, 2, 3.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I got to tell you.
Jason, love you, Eagles. Thank you. God bless.
Love you, Cheryl. I just witnessed leadership again from Kelce. It was a little, he heard the E and he went, I better get in here and fix this. And he got the cadence. Even then, he's leading. You're amazing, Kelce. And he will be here tonight serving right as a bartender for 4 hours from 4 to 8 right at Ocean Drive on Landis Avenue here at Seattle. Get out here and say hi to, I believe, our most beloved sports figure, Jason Kelce. We come back. Jason was saying before he had a little anger issue with people were not respecting him. The NFL didn't respect him in the draft. Huh? And we're going to find out how that affected his career when we return. WIP Sports Time is 8:17.
Brought to you by Panther East, Phillies dropped the opener of their series with the Braves 5-3 at Citizens Bank Park. Matt Olson homered twice. The second one coming right after Kyle Schwarber tied the game in the seventh with a solo shot. Bryce Harper will have surgery on his fractured thumb today. No timetable on how long Harper will be out. Panther East is an authorized steel dealer and the supplier you can count on for all of your landscaping and tree service equipment. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, edgers, mowers, and more. Visit PantherEast.com. NBC 10 First Alert.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.22 is the time. We are at Patty's Green right here, yes, in Sea Isle City. What a crowd. Jason, you, none of these people ever come out for us. You understand? This is what an attraction in this town. And now I got an update on my dog, Bentley.
I'm worried about your dog.
No, they brought him home. He ran away from Ava, got in the backyard, and peed for 10 minutes.
And did she get anything?
Nothing. No. She got nothing.
I ran, and Bentley just looked at me and peed like, ha, 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 ha. You will not get this.
We were outsmarted by a canine. Not good at all. Ava, what are you here for, the update? Is that what you're doing?
I'm here for the update. I think you want Butch to maybe say a thing
or
two.
Yeah, but I'll give Butch a chance in a second. Jason, I got to ask you. You were talking before about how, you know, early in your, when you're in high school, you had kind of an anger management thing because you didn't want to be disrespected. Well, now you go to the NFL draft and people think you're going fourth. You know, you got all this talent. You could play a variety of positions. You don't go till the Eagles pick you in the sixth. Yeah. Did you use that? Did you use that in your career to motivate you a little more, show them they were wrong?
Well, I think first, to the disrespect thing, I think, you know, I get upset when it's like the disrespect comes from somebody that I feel like I've earned that with, or like I have that level with them, right? For that, I had not earned anything yet, right? I was an unproven rookie trying to make it in the league. And, you know, I think that, I definitely think being a six-round pick helped me, though, because I did have to earn that. I wasn't given that. You know, I think when you're a higher pick, you're given a little bit of cred right away just in your contract and the amount of resources that have been allocated to you. As a late-round pick, an undrafted free agent, you got to work for every bit you get. And as a six-round pick, I knew that going in. The mindset was just to make the team. And, you know, it was an awesome situation I got into with a great coach in Howard Mudd and Andy Reid. And it was just an awesome situation.
Well, here's the thing. Sixth round pick, you're just hoping to make the cut, right?
Yep.
You didn't make the cut. You started.
Yeah.
From day one. First training camp. What was that like for you? And how do you win the job as a six-round pick?
It was a lot. You know, I still remember the first, like, walkthrough doing snapping the ball to Michael Vick and being like, man, like, starstruck. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, the guy when I was growing up, for sure, or in high school and everything, like, the best athlete in the world. So that was one. And then Vince, I mean, we had a lot of stars on the team that year between LeSean McCoy, Vince Young, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Jason Avant. I mean, it was a really star-studded roster offensively, and I felt certainly a little bit out of place. I'm like, what am I doing with these guys? I still remember Jason Peters doing a pass set, the first pass set I ever saw in a one-on-one set, and thinking to myself, man, I don't think I can play with these guys. And then I watched everybody else go, and I was like, okay, he's a freak of nature. I can do that. But there was a lot going on. You know, I just – tried my best, had a good training camp, had a decent preseason, and You know, and a little bit of his, you know, Howard Mudd wanted an athletic center. You know, he wanted a guy that could do what I did and what Jeff Saturday did in Indianapolis. He wanted a guy that could dominate on screens, out in open space, run these plays that he liked to run, and I fit that mold as well.
We're going to pick this up in a couple of minutes, but we got a really incredible thing. We have a call right now from the Vatican. Jeff Herman, he is the teacher of the year at Collingswood High School. And he had to give a valedictorian address, whatever the address is,
at a
commencement. And he decided to do a takeoff on what Jason Kelce did. And he is calling us. He may have the Pope with him. We're not positive, but he has taken time from his honeymoon to call in from Italy. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Angelo. Good morning. How are you?
Jeff, you're on right now with Jason Kelce. What would you like to say to Jason?
Morning, Jason. What's up, Doug?
Jeff, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. You're at the Vatican. Come on. You got God on your side right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome place.
Have you met the Pope yet, Jeff?
Not yet, but we are working our way inside the Vatican after I get off this call.
All right, well, here's the thing, Jeff. You're on your honeymoon, but I saw this video, and you had to give this speech. Could you take us through your thinking that you wanted to do an homage to Jason Kelce? How'd that come about?
Well, this past couple years have been pretty rough with COVID. So this was actually the first graduation that we got to do in I think about 2 years. And the class of 2022 was going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think it was important, or it was important to me, to try and find something special to do for them. And I just think back to the Super Bowl parade and how much I love Jason's speech and that day, and how incredible that day was just because of that speech. And I thought, how awesome would it be if I could figure out a way to kind of remake the speech but have it fit the class of 2022.
And you had on a graduation robe. Under the robe was what?
Under the robe was the full mummer suit it was that Jason had on at the parade.
All right, but what about the very tasteful hat? What did you do with that?
So the hat was hidden underneath the stage so that when I walked up, I grabbed the bag from underneath the stage, came up on stage, kind of did a little introduction, and then I ripped off the robe, threw on the hat, and then just went right into the speech.
All right, let's play a little bit of this. We have some a recording of the speech in a moment. Here's Jeff Herman. Really kind of doing a tribute to Jason Kelce.
Collingswood, if you wrote the class of 2022, let me get a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
This past year, when they made the decision to return back to school, they came out of there a different student. They came out of there with a purpose and a drive to make this possible. And I saw a different class of 2022, an underdog. You were a bunch of underdogs. And you know what an underdog is? It's a hungry dog. Well, guess what? Hungry dogs run faster, and that's this class.
Jeff, that had...
Yeah, man, that's spot on right there.
Jeff, that speech had a profound effect on you, didn't it?
It did, in every way. I felt so honored to even be able to remake it. So, yeah, it truly did have a profound effect on me.
Well, Jeff, I can't thank you for coming out with this, because as soon as I saw it, I went, we got to let Jason hear it. And it is available on YouTube also. Just go to Jeff Herman, and you'll see it. Jeff... That, you know what? That's better than anything I could say to try to, you know, tell people what Jason has given to our city. That we're honoring the way he talked to us after our greatest moment. It's a tremendous thing by you, Jeff. Now say hi to the Pope for us. And listen.
Well, I gotta say something to Jeff real quick. Yeah, Jeff, please, I just want to – sorry, Ange. Hey, man, I just want to say, you said, you know, you're honored to do that speech. I'm honored that you did it. You know, you were the teacher of the year. And let me tell you, man, what you guys do, what teachers do around this country, that's what's important in this world, all right? Woo! That's what – it's the future of this country, the future of our children. Thank you, and I feel honored that you did that. And I'll go give the Pope a hell yeah.
Right. Listen, Jeff, tell the Pope we need him to bless this season. All right? Tell him about the Eagles and that he'll, because he's got power there. We need a really good season. We need everybody healthy. I would like to have another run this year.
He just whispered over to me and told me that he's considering also taking off on Wednesdays.
I'm here on a Wednesday, Jeff. There's no reason to make this personal. Jeff, have a great honeymoon, and thank you so much for doing this today.
No problem. Can I just shout out real quick? The woman who helped me with the speech, Lisa Hall, she's an awesome teacher. I just want to give her a quick shout out. And the costume company they donated the costume to me because they loved the idea so much. It's called Rasta and Pasta Costumes in Runnymede, run by some great people. And they were truly, truly generous to be able to donate that costume to me. So just really thankful for that. And
Jeff,
thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Have a great honeymoon, Jeff. Thank you very much. All right, the speech. Wow. Since we're right at the speech, I'll go back and pick up somebody else's stuff later. When did you know what you were going to say? And let's start on the parade. You're getting off the float and greeting people.
Yeah, the moment we got out and I realized it was only going 5 miles an hour.
All right. So what was that like for you coming along Broad Street?
You know, so I guess I'll rewind a little bit. Just, you know, we had found out that the team wasn't going to be providing any alcohol on the buses. And I remember me and a few players were a little bit like, man, come on, we just won the freaking Super Bowl. We don't even get beers on the bus. And everybody ended up bringing their own alcohol. It wasn't a problem at all. We had a coolers full of it, right? And, but I kind of like made a stink, I think, a little bit with the front officer, with some of the executives. And right before we went out, one of the higher ups, one of these, like, Jason, have fun today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have fun. And I got off the bus right away. You know, it was the bus, like I said, was only going 5 miles an hour. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to try and embrace this as much as I can. You know, we knew what it meant to the fans. We knew what it meant to the city. And I wasn't the only one. I mean, almost the entire team. They had to call the cops that were running the escort numerous times to get us to get back on the bus because they couldn't control everything. So, you know, we certainly felt that energy from the fans, and we wanted to be a part of that.
The Mummer outfit.
Yeah,
that had to be something you thought of before you even started there.
Yeah.
When did that come to you?
We were texting in like a group chat, a few of us, thinking about, you know, what to wear or whatnot. And guys were talking about wearing like old school jerseys, which is what I think Brent Celek and Jason Peters did. And out of nowhere, then all of a sudden, Chris Long's talking about wearing a fur coat and an Allen Iverson jersey. And so it was getting creative. And I was like, man, it's a parade. I got to do a Philadelphia style, you know, go with the Mummer suit. And I was talking to my wife, Kylie, and I was sitting there. I was like, you know, I don't know where I'm going to get a suit at. She's like, well, why don't you call my hairdresser / barber, I don't know what you want to call her, Libby. Her husband has been a Mummer for a long time in Philadelphia, in trench guy, went to the prep, you know, the whole nine yards. And he said, yeah, we can get your suit for you. We got a guy that's like 6'4". You'll fit you nice. And it just happened to be like the perfect color scheme, everything. Oh, I mean, it was a great suit, yeah.
When did you know when you got up to the podium what you were going to say?
Yeah.
How much of it did you know ahead of time?
I talked to the Eagles PR guys about 2 days before the parade. I was like, you know, am I going to get a chance to speak? Because I think I got something to say. You know, I couldn't sleep after the game, and you know that's how much you're thinking about everything that's transpired. And like I said before, you know, you're thinking at first about yourself, but then you start to see the correlations across the board. You know, you see, you know, Nick Foles and, you know, all these guys had been, you know, counted out or didn't think that they could get, were good enough. You know, you see that in the front office. You saw it with our head coach. You saw it, and then it was really, really easy to draw the correlation to Philadelphia, and you know, the whole theme of that year, that team, it was just so symbiotic. I mean, I didn't even have to write it down. It was just so, matter of fact, in front of my face. You know, there was the team that was an underdog team, full of underdogs in an underdog city. So it just fit so perfectly. And, yeah, I mean, I knew roundabout what I was going to say. I don't think I knew exactly what I was going to say until I got up to the podium. But I didn't really need to write it down, honestly.
Al, you've been to a lot. Al's a Boston fan. He's been to a lot of championship parades. Has anyone ever given a better speech than that speech?
It changed everything. Yeah. You ever see things after that speech, what happens at parades now?
Yeah.
Like, you changed the whole – you changed parades.
You changed parades.
I mean, Utley went a little bit. Then you took the inch and went a mile.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And you turn and like, now we have to win that championship, and nobody's going to take that championship away. Nobody is going to match that ever.
Yeah, I hope you win again, because I would like to see a sequel to that speech.
Oh, man.
If you win it this year, that would be a lot. That would be pressure, wouldn't it?
It would be a lot of pressure.
Oh, man.
Sequels are never very good usually.
You could give Al some tips for his Hall of Fame speech he's going to do.
Oh,
215. Al is going to give his own speech. Al, don't even try. It's not going to work. Not like that speech.
I'll wear a Kelsey hockey jersey.
215.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then start punching people. 190 penalties. Minutes. It is freshman
year. I'm sure his brother got another 110.
215-592-9499. We got a lot of more special things coming up. Don't go anywhere. John, the Simon, John Tracy from Atlanta. We're getting all you. Stay there. WIP Sports 837.
As a listener of the morning show, you've heard me talk about the great care I've always received from the physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation over the years. Different injuries, aches, and pains. They've taken amazing care of my parents also over the past year. They spend the time to listen and understand what your goals are. Their expertise, compassion, and encouragement, even on days you don't think you can do more, make all the difference. Because physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I have a physical therapy partner for life. You should too. Physical therapy just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn more or request an appointment at any of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's 8:42. We are at Patty's Green right here in CI. Lots of people. I just said to Al,
yo,
we haven't been drawing crowds.
No.
We got to bring Kelsey with us.
Yeah, it's a good.
The minute he shows up, hundreds of people appear out of nowhere. Little kids running around. I just
animals.
Al, I just stole a cinnamon bun from Kelsey's little daughter. She was guarding them, and I said, could I get it? And she said, and she looked at me like, all right, I'm going to take one anyway.
Be careful. She's got some anger issues, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, good genes there as well. I'm just going to go right to the phones here for a few minutes. But
and
before we do that,
we're going to do the update on the question of the day, which is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, and all discounted below MSRP. Find your roads, shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Now, this is a little uncomfortable, being that Jason's right here.
Oh,
now.
No.
Who is your favorite Eagle of all time? 55%, Brian Dawkins.
Who's second?
Jason Kelsey,
oh my gosh.
28%.
Hi, Jason. Am I right that you also endorse the vote for Brian Dawkins?
Yeah, of course.
Hold on.
I don't think I belong on that list.
I would like to argue with you. There's one thing you brought that none of those other guys did. We got who else? McNabb's on there.
Yeah, McNabb, 4%. Reggie White, 13%.
You got us the ultimate prize.
Well, yeah.
And that, to me, is next level. That's just me. I love it. I love it. I can die happy because you and your teammates won us a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's the greatest thrill I ever had as a fan, ever.
I snapped the ball. But Nick Foles won that Super Bowl one more year. I mean, that guy was out of his mind.
Well, you know how we can really thank Jason? You can donate to the Eagles Autism Foundation, which is a link on Twitter and Facebook. If you couldn't be with us today, but you can buy some stuff here, and everything that you buy here today will go to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
All right, I got to ask you this, because it's always there. All right, we all go to L.A. with you that season. We do a big road trip, and you win that game. But nobody's talking about that great win when Foles came in. They're talking about loser Wentz, who was having an MVP season.
Yep.
We lost faith for at least a month. Did you? How did you feel?
I don't think we ever lost faith. I think we knew that we were a really good team. But, you know, it was definitely a devastating moment. I still remember going to the locker room. It was like, you know, we just won the game, and it felt like somebody had just passed away or something like that. It was a very deflating moment. And I credit the leaders in the locker room, and I was still – semi-young. I mean, really, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, all these guys that had kind of been around for a while. Jank right away pulled everybody up and was like, man, this, without being disrespectful to, Carson, it was like, we still got a season to play. We still got to get going. And, we rallied really, really quick. And I had played a lot with Nick Foles. We had all played with Nick before. We knew what he was capable of doing if the offensive line could protect and he had good targets and he could be free to be the player he is. So, we knew that we were still a really, really good team.
Here's the thing, though. You look at it now, and Foles was unbelievable in the biggest moments the rest of the season. In retrospect, did you end up getting a better chance to win with Foles because he had that special ingredient?
I don't know. Carson was playing out of his mind that year. I mean, he was an MVP candidate, probably would have, been MVP if he would have finished the whole season.
Right.
I don't want to say that. I still think we would have won even with Carson. But I can't discount the performance Nick had in the playoffs. I mean, Tom Brady set an NFL record in the Super Bowl. One of the greatest days a quarterback ever had, and lost the game. And a large reason that happened is because of Nick Foles. So
is that amazing?
It is crazy. It really is. And I think somebody was just talking to Tom the other day, and he said, "What's the worst loss ever?" And he's like, "It's that team, that Super Bowl, because I played the greatest game I've ever played and still
Doesn't
lost the game."
Does that make you feel better?
Oh, so much.
See that?
Yeah.
It's better when he feels. He's a great player, and we beat him. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. Nicole Quigley's up for the Autism Run. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Jason is here raising more money for the Autism Foundation, always helping in the community.
Awesome. I just wanted to call and say thank you, Jason, for the, moment you gave me at the run and how you even, jumped over to see my mom and everything. We're forever grateful.
No, that was awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming out. That was a great moment. Thank you.
Always, yeah. We look forward to it each year, and we can't wait.
Well, I'll see you next year then.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nicole. One of the best fans we know is Simon John. He is on live right now with Jason Kelce. Hi, John.
Good morning. I'm calling actually to apologize to Jason. You guys are talking about his anger management. I had the experience of seeing that firsthand. I don't know if you remember that, Jason.
Oh, I remember very well, John.
And we're talking greatest Eagles. And this is from the bottom of my heart. You mentioned Dawkins and Jason. These two guys, Ange, we talk about it all the time. They get it because not only do they understand the fans of Philadelphia, they embrace it. That's why they're all-time great. You have an Eagles Mount Rushmore, Jason Kelce is on that Mount Rushmore, 1,000%.
This
guy is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Has to be, John. Has to be. And it's not just he's a great player. The bond he developed with people like you, that is very rare, isn't it?
People put our fans down, and we're tough, and we ran this guy out of town. We run this guy out of town. Jason, these guys, Dawkins, they embrace Philadelphia. They understand Philadelphia. Nobody would ever get run out of town because we love you like a brother. through and through. Yeah, we're going to boo. We get mad. That's us. But nobody else can do that to us. He is the Eagles. He is Philadelphia. We thank him. I thank him. And he brought us the championship. There's no question he's on the Mount Rushmore.
That's it. John, great comments, as always. Give me a famous Jason.
No problem. I
got to be honest. I lost track of the game we were playing because
really?
We were just doing it. If you have a famous Jason, name him, and I'll give you a spin. You know what? If I get you on, I'll give you a spin anyway. Jason Kelce will comp whatever we need.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Jason, let's get back to when you finally started and you won the job as a sixth-round pick right away.
Oh, no.
Here's what I'm dying to know next, all right? So you're at the – is there a moment right away in the beginning of your NFL career where you look around and go, I can play with these guys? Do you know right away?
Well, you know, I think it really in college you see some guys go and start playing in the league.
Yeah.
And they're guys that you played against. You're like, I can play against that guy, so I can
–
I think I can do this. And then when you get to the league, it takes a couple weeks. I mean, it's overwhelming. There's a lot going on, and the game accelerates so much. The speed is so drastically different. And it's not really like a player isn't really that different. It's more just that everybody is so much faster that the entire thing happens quicker. And that takes some getting used to. But, you know, I was probably overly confident that I thought I could play. I really did. And, yeah, I mean –
That's awesome. Now, here's the next thing, though. By your second year, you've established yourself. You're a solid player in the NFL. Early in the year, you tear your ACL.
Yeah.
And you have been known for durability. How hard was it mentally to overcome the first really major injury in your career?
You know, I don't know. I didn't – honestly, it wasn't that bad.
No?
It was an ACL tear, which, I mean, you think of as really, really catastrophic, and it was catastrophic in the sense I lost a whole year. But, I, you know, my cartilage was okay. My meniscus was okay. All the long-term stuff seemed like
I'm really sorry to interrupt.
Gosh.
You're going to be mad.
Hey!
But Travis Kelce is in the house.
Oh, my God.
Jason's brother is in the house.
Here.
Can I trust you with the microphone on this? Brother, I don't know.
I'm here on behalf of Jason, so yes, of course.
Travis, we would like you to stay here and play for the Eagles this year. Is that possible?
I'll tell you what, you guys got a good tight end room, and I don't know if I'll find any catches in there.
All right, we do. But you won it the year after Jason did, right? You won the championship.
It was two years after.
Could you just tell us, like, did you guys compare notes? What was it like when you won the championship?
Oh, I definitely picked his brain for sure. It was like the night before, too. I didn't bother him up until the night before. I was like, hey, you know, I might as well try and get as much advice out of you as I can. Hey, you little one. You poking me?
That's his niece, by the way.
Exactly. But the biggest thing he said was, you know, the hype of the game, how big that game is to not only yourself, but everyone. You know, it's such a big broadcast that you tend to make it more than what it is. And the biggest thing is to just, you know, it's this game you've been playing since you were a kid. So don't let it get to that point. But, man, I still let it get to that point, man. It's hard not to, man. You're in the biggest game of your life, and you know that everybody's watching. It was fun, though.
I do not mean in any way to insult you. I admire you as a player, but I don't even know if you gave a speech at the rally.
He did. Oh, yeah.
The funny thing is I'm right there. I don't even know if I gave a speech.
Because I wouldn't want to follow what your brother did 2 years earlier,
legendary,
right?
Legendary.
Right? Really?
I mean, oh, my gosh. I there was no way I was going to get even close. I was just up there having fun with the guys I won it with. But, Jason, the way you kind of rolled down that list of, you know, guy, the hungry dog fighting through adversity, it's beautiful, and everybody can take a note from that.
All right. Now, Jason earlier was talking about the rivalry he had with you when you were kids.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
2 years older than you. And he alluded to some physical situations.
I love that he called it a rivalry. Like, I actually got some wins in there.
All right, hold on, Jason.
So thank you for that, man. It kind of makes me feel better about myself.
That. Jason, when you would have a disagreement with Travis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would take place at that point?
I don't, you know, I remember I got yelled at a lot for hitting him, and he got yelled at a lot for antagonizing me. My parents always threatened whenever he was antagonizing me, we're going to let him hit you. We're going to let him hit you.
And, I'd poke the bear to the point where I knew I could get away.
One time they let me hit you.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, your brother, Jason was a running back, and Jason was a linebacker, and you seemed to play more of a glory position. right? You get to score touchdowns. Do you think it bothers your brother that he does not have that opportunity?
No.
It does not.
I don't think. Jason doesn't. His mind doesn't go like that. The rhythm of his drum doesn't beat like that. He's more of the. I don't want to say the hard worker, the guy that doesn't want to take all the. You know, I'm more of the let me get in the end zone and dance kind of guy. You know, that's just how I've always been.
All right, but you both have to block, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll stick my face in the fan and get a little dirty. You know, right?
So did you give him some tips on how to block, Jason?
No, he knows what he's doing.
He does?
Yeah.
I'll say this. So I made the transition in college from quarterback to tight end. I had no idea what I was doing. I was literally just a slappy in the quarterback room, just back there, said hut, and try and just make something shake. I was not very calculated, which is why I wasn't a very good quarterback. But when I moved to tight end and I knew that, you know, my last 2 years I had to really figure it out, I asked Jason about defenses. How are you looking at defenses? And he gave me his understanding or his dissertation on, you know, the safeties, the movement of the safeties, the front. And all of a sudden I started to find a little more love in the game because now I'm in somebody's head now more than I'm just playing the game, running around, having fun.
Yeah. When you two guys competed against one another, who did your parents root for?
Man,
who
I feel
did your
like
Jason? Who my did your parents
for,
like?
My, yeah, I was my just mom about rooted to say for this. Travis, and my dad rooted for me. That's what I think.
Is that
1,000%?
Yeah,
1,000%.
I think they both rooted for both of us, really. Right. But I think my Trav has always been mom's favorite, and I've always been very similar to my dad, which is good in some ways and not so good in others.
Jason, what was it like for you when Travis won a championship with your old coach Andy Reid?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, that was Andy's first Super Bowl. It was my brother's first Super Bowl. There was a lot of and a lot of people on the staff were guys that were, you know,
Philly guys,
had been in Philly for a long time. You know, Rick Burkholder, Barry Rubin. I mean, there were people that had been in Philadelphia working towards that championship for a very long time. So I almost I don't think I enjoyed that one more, but it was up there. It was a very special moment in a much different way. Very not self-gratifying, obviously, but, I mean, just so happy for the guys that were involved in that, for Travis and for everybody.
Travis, when you win one, does it make you feel less pressure to do it again or hungrier to do it again?
I feel like when you win one and the next year you don't win it again, it's almost like that following year is you want it more than you ever wanted it.
Yeah.
Because it's like you just feel the taste of the mountaintop, man. And you just want that. If you're not in this game to compete every single day for that moment, I mean, I feel like you got the wrong occupation, man. So I just, like, going into this year, I want this year more than I've ever wanted any year. And it's just because, you know, you know what it takes. You know you can get there. And, you know, you just want to challenge yourself to be perfect, man.
And the Eagles had an awesome offseason, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you harbor the dream? Is it possible?
It's definitely possible. I mean, we have a really talented roster. We have a great team assembled right now. We got a lot better from last year on paper, but it's, you know, you still got to put the work in. Talent is only one piece of it. We got a lot of new pieces, and we're gonna go to work. We're gonna go to work in training camp or go through the preseason. Coaches, players, it all has to come together in the right way, and you got to have a great team. You know, talent is one part of it, but the championship teams, they're close. There's something different about those teams and the way the players interact with each other, the way you have a good balance throughout the whole roster.
I feel like that was one of the biggest things about the year you guys won. It was that team. You could feel that was a brotherhood.
For sure.
You could feel it. Didn't matter what anybody said or what anybody did, you know, both on the team or what somebody said about the team. You know, it wasn't falling off track. Everybody was on board and knew where the ship was going, man.
Travis, when Jason does retire, hopefully not too soon, is he going to be a coach? Do you see him as a coach?
There's a lot of lanes this guy could get into, man. I think he's a carpenter now. Is a wood
really?
Craftsman or
I'm doing woodworking classes. Yeah. I think Kylie would prefer me to stop picking up hobbies and be a dad.
Jason, Travis. Travis coaching material?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No. Trav just was at the tight end U, and he gave a lot of good info from the tight ends with the Eagles, they had some good things to say about what Travis was talking about down there.
What I think we love to do is we love to pass what we've learned on, you know, and that's just in us. So coaching is definitely something that we've kind of already been doing, but I guarantee I've talked to guys in the Eagles locker room that have said they've learned a lot from him.
Oh, you know what I mean?
So teaching-wise and being able to just be a leader and motivate, you know, the ones around you, that's really all the coaching is. You just have to be relatable enough to, you know, Travis, get a grown man to do it instead of
we are
kids.
Honored to have you here. You are an amazing football player.
Thank you for that.
And you and your brother Jason represent what's great about sports in America. They really do. And I thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, man.
Jason, we're going to keep you here a while more, but thank you. That was awesome having your brother here.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for coming down.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
WIP Sports Time, 8:59. Hey, Sam Pod, Jerry Lee Hockey, Tom Giordano. These are stars in the legal area, and they are especially stars when it comes to workers' compensation. If you're out there and you're not getting the disability benefits you deserve, or you're not winning your workers' compensation case, you got to pay your bills. You better get experts on your side, and that's Sam Pond and his team at Pondley Hockey. And the thing that's great about them is they've become the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania by a simple means. They win, and you need to win. Sam Pond will win for you, I guarantee it. Working together, they're also coming up with a plan for you to successfully be moved beyond your injury and to get the justice you deserve for working hard and suffering an injury on the job. If you're facing any kind of legal problem, even if it's not an injury on the job, you got to call Pondley Hockey today. 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleyhockey.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.